20 a.m. and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. At least 111 people have died in the Maui wildfires, and many haven't even found their loved ones who were unaccounted for. Yet there's word that real estate speculators have shown up. CBS's Lilia Luciano in Lahaina.
There's a new worry for Lahaina residents who survived the inferno.
Lahaina is not for sale. I repeat, Lahaina is not for sale.
Hawaii's governor is considering a moratorium on all land transactions in Lahaina to protect locals from opportunistic buyers.
Please don't approach them with an offer to buy land. Please don't approach their families to tell them that they're going to be better off if they make a deal.
Canada's worst ever wildfire season is bracing for another challenge. Cliff Chapman is head of British Columbia Wildfire Operations.
We are expecting significant growth, and we are expecting our resources to be challenged from north to south in the province over the next 48 hours.
Meantime, some 20,000 people in Yellowknife and the Northwest Territories have been told to evacuate due to a wildfire that is approximately 10 miles away. A change of plans for former President Trump. Details from CBS's Christopher Cruz.
Trump had promised to hold a news conference next week to release a report that he said would prove there had been fraud in the 2020 presidential election in Georgia. He made the announcement shortly after he was indicted in Georgia on election interference charges. Now Trump says he has canceled that press conference, and his attorneys will put his arguments about alleged election fraud in court filings instead. Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
With Hurricane Hillary gaining strength in the Pacific and expected to move into Baja, Mexico and northward, it could become the first tropical storm to make landfall in California in 84 years. Chris Warren with the Weather Channel is keeping tabs.
Hillary rapidly intensifying into an impressive looking storm, and it is expected to get even stronger as it heads to the north, looking at the possibility of a major Category 4 hurricane by Saturday.
A spate of smash-and-grab robberies and flash mob thefts in Los Angeles is prompting action. Mayor Karen Bass has announced the formation of a multi-agency task force aimed at fighting retail crime.
Our number one job is to keep Angelenos safe and to feel safe. When incidents of brazen theft and robbery occur, it shatters that feeling of safety.
A small aircraft lost control and crashed on a highway in Malaysia's central Selangor state, killing all eight people on board and two on the ground. A motorcyclist and the driver of a car were hit when the plane crashed as it was on approach to a nearby airport. Stocks fall on Wall Street. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Did you know one in four car batteries is weak and needs to be replaced? O'Reilly Auto Parts will test your battery for free. If your battery needs to be replaced, our professional parts people can help you find the right SuperStart battery for your vehicle and budget. Don't wait. Get your battery tested for free today at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Kind of like choosing Derek Jeter as the pinch hitter for your baseball team.
Jeter, you're in. We need a home run.
I'll give it a try. I've swung a bat once or twice.
That's out of here.
Yep, even easier than that. With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows around 48 tonight under mainly clear skies, northwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Highs level off around 78 tomorrow, partly cloudy. Lows around 59 tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. Temps above average Saturday and Sunday with highs from the upper 80s to the low 90s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 64.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Offers first aid, CPR, and AED training services taught by instructors who have experience responding to real-world emergencies. Whether you're a small business or a large corporation, Apex Safety and Compliance can support your needs. Along with learning to save a life, you'll earn a 2-year certification through the American Red Cross. Be prepared to make a difference by logging on to apex-safety.com. Apex Safety and Compliance, where safety is always a home run.
Boat Tussle is building out the best fiber network in rural Wisconsin to deliver ultra-fast fiber internet where others can't or won't. Based in Wisconsin and backed by local support, Boat Tussle is bringing fiber internet services to your area at an honest price without any contracts or data caps. Call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924. Or visit btussle.com and get connected with Bug Tussle today for internet, cellular, and entertainment.
If you're a business searching for reliable and efficient trucking or warehousing solutions, this message is for you. Forward Thinking Logistics is a local, service-disabled, veteran-owned company in Wisconsin. Whether you're a small company or a large enterprise, their indoor outdoor storage and warehousing services paired with their specialty in local trucking make them your trusted logistics solution. Forward Thinking Logistics, 920-706-0292. That's 920-706-0292 or forwardthinkinglogistics.com.
C. McPhee Realty. Honest, reliable, and fun to work with. C. McPhee Realty, your one-stop shop for all your real estate needs. 920-642-0980. Call today for your free comparable market analysis. You may be surprised at what your home is worth. C. McPhee Realty, 920-642-0980. 920-642-0980.
Thanks for calling C. McPhee Realty.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Insurance.
There have only been four series all year that the Brewers have been swept. And they try to avoid number five tonight against the hottest team in Major League Baseball, the Los Angeles Dodgers. Lance Lynn, undefeated in three starts since coming over from the White Sox, is the starter for LA, and he has just led the Dodgers out onto the field. Wrap up the on-deck show built by Menards with a drive around the league. Brought to you by Construction Business Group. They're Wisconsin operating engineers and trusted contractors building Wisconsin together. Brewers coming into this Thursday with a 2.5-game lead in the Central Division over both Chicago and Cincinnati. And both those teams, the Cubs and Reds, are off today. So depending on whether or not the Brewers win or lose here, they'll be either 3 games up or 2 games up on those teams going into the weekend. Well, Lance Lynn, over his first 3 starts since that trade deadline, 3-0. He has only given up 4 runs in 18 innings, and that after a really rough go of things on the south side of Chicago this year. But he has, as Craig Counsell talked about with Lane in the On Deck Show, he has been rejuvenated here in the month of August And a big part of Los Angeles' 14-1 record this month since that trade deadline. Lynn getting ready to go. So, too, are we. And for the play-by-play in the opening innings, here is Lane Grindle.
All right. Thank you very much, Josh. A reminder that this copyrighted broadcast is presented by Authority, the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club, and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club. This legal disclaimer is brought to you by the Boucher Automotive Group. Visit them today at Boucher.com. Lance Lynn, to the tune of Hank Williams Jr.'s Country Boy Can Survive, is done with his warm-up tosses. And we're ready to get game three of this three-game series underway here tonight at Chavez Ravine. Christian Yelich, per usual, set to lead things off for the crew, wearing their road navy tops and gray pants. Dodgers in their traditional home whites with the royal blue letters across the chest and the red numerals. First pitch from Lynn is in there for a strike, and we are underway.
74 degrees.
Got underway on time at 7:10 Pacific time. And the pitch, Yelich checked his swing in time on a cut fastball that missed down and in, and it's 1-1. 74 degrees at first pitch. It is a gorgeous night for baseball here at Dodger Stadium. Lynn working from the windup, the 1-1. Broken back ground ball to second base, picked up by Mookie Betts, and tosses to first to take care of Yelich for the first out of the inning. Time for our quick trip around the bases, presented by Ferrero Butterfinger, Nestle Crunch, and Bueno. Tonight's contestant in the quick trip around the bases is Kaylee Ramsden from Montello. And if the Brewers score in the first inning, Kaylee will win a $100 quick trip gift card, compliments of Ferrero Butterfinger, Nestle Crunch, Bueno, and Quick Trip. William Contreras takes low and away, and it's 1-0. Contreras hitting .273, 12 home runs, and 54 driven in. 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss, and it's 1-1. Lynn's 1-1 offering is down low, 2 balls and 1 strike. Lance Lynn has had a nice lengthy career. Had some ups and downs over the course of it, but for the most part, he's been a very effective starting pitcher. 2-1 pitch is hit in the air into shallow right field. Hayward drifting in, camping underneath of it, now moves to his left a few extra steps and makes the catch. And there's two down in the Brewers' half of the first. Now 12 total years in the big leagues for Lance Lynn, who was a first-round pick of the Cardinals, broke in 2011. Been an all-star a couple of times over the course of his career. Once with the Cardinals and once in his age 34 season back in 2021 when he finished third in the Cy Young voting as a member of the White Sox. Carlos Santana the batter, and he takes down and in. It's 1-0. Lynn's making his 25th start of the year. This is his fourth start with the Dodgers. 1-0 offering. Santana rips one foul up the first baseline, and it's 1-1. Santana hitting .224, 16 home runs, and 60 driven in on the season for the Brewers first baseman. Lynn's 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. That was a textbook changeup, down and away. Running away from the barrel of the bat from Carlos Santana, and he could do nothing but flail at it. 1-2. Here's the pitch. And that one missed low and away. And it's now 2 balls and 2 strikes. Came back with another changeup that time. Lynn has given up 32 home runs on the season. 2-2 is up and in, and the count is full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. He's given up 4 as a member of the Dodgers. Those are the only earned runs he's allowed He's given up five total runs. 3-2 pitch. Santana, high fly ball out to right. Back goes Hayward. At the wall, he jumps up and made the catch in front of the wall. Now the Dodgers have played great defense all series long, and another example of it right there. Brewers go down in order in the top of the first. We go to the bottom of one. Brewers nothing, and the Dodgers coming up on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Hi, I'm Dave Dorsey, the owner of D-Boss Firearms in Oshkosh. If you're looking for extra cash, bring us your firearms, ammo, and accessories to place in our monthly nationwide auction. Have you inherited firearms that you don't want but don't know what to do with? Bring them to us. As an FFL dealer, we can legally handle and transfer your firearms, and we can even auction off other sporting good items. For more details, visit dbossfirearms.com. Call 920-235-5440 or stop by at 609 North Main Street in Oshkosh.
Do you ever feel like your nerves are on fire? Like you're being stabbed with 1,000 knives? Millions of people suffer from chronic nerve pain, numbness, or neuropathy. It can make it hard to work, hard to sleep, and hard to enjoy life. But there is hope. Max Wellness Pain Relief in Oshkosh offers a cutting-edge treatment that resets your pain back to zero using non-invasive electrical stimulation to overwrite your pain signals. And the best part is, you only pay if it works. Max Wellness Pain Relief, 920-306-4727 or maxwellnesspainrelief.com.
Brewers fans, step up to the plate for safety with Apex Safety and Compliance. In addition to their extensive OSHA training catalog, Apex Safety and Compliance offers first aid, CPR, and AED training services taught by instructors who have experience responding to real-world emergencies. Whether you're a small business or a large corporation, Apex Safety and Compliance can support your needs. Along with learning to save a life, you'll earn a 2-year certification through the American Red Cross. Be prepared to make a difference by logging on to apex-safety.com. Apex Safety and Compliance, where safety is always a home run.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Ball.
We go to the bottom of the first inning, no score. Corbin Burns' first pitch to Mookie Betts is a strike with a cut fastball on the inner part of the plate, and it's 0-1. Betts hitting .293 on the year, 31 home runs and 81 driven in. A one pitch is lined into left. That's going to drop in front of Yelich on a bounce. Betts with a long single to lead off the bottom of the first. Now a 6-game hitting streak for Betts. He has been on base a ton in this series, and that has been a good recipe for the Dodgers so far through the first two games. Get on board for Freddie Freeman, who is probably, if you took the votes today for the NL MVP, he's probably in the top three. First pitch to Freeman is down and away. It's 1-0. It's amazing to look at Freeman's year, 337, 23 home runs, 83 driven in, and say to yourself, I'm not sure he's in the top two. How? With those kind of numbers, but that's what Acuna and Olsen are doing in Atlanta. 1-0 pitch. Missed outside. 2 balls and no strikes. The guy standing at first base probably would get some consideration as well. Betts gets his lead from first. 2-0 pitch. Hit down the right field line. Hooking. And hooking foul off the bat of Freddie Freeman out in front of a changeup. And it's 2 balls and 1 strike. 7-time All-Star for Freddie Freeman. We were marveling at a statistic today as a toss over to first and back in time is Betts. When it comes to these Dodgers versus the Atlanta Braves.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
And Freeman took low and away with a cutter. It's 3 balls and 1 strike here on Freeman. But in contrast to that, the Brewers were in Atlanta 3 weeks ago, essentially, to take on the Braves. 3-1 pitch is down and away, and Freeman works the walk. So the first two have reached against Burns. here in this bottom of the first inning. When the Brewers left that series in Atlanta, and again, remember, this was 3 weeks ago. It was the end of July when that series started. The Braves had 199 home runs at that point in time. That is a great illustration of just how good the Braves' offense has been over the course of this season thus far. Braves, in case you were wondering, started the day with 232 home runs. First pitch to David Peralta is low and away for a ball with a cut fastball. It's 1-0. So a little bit of trouble for Burns early on as Betts and Freeman doing what they do best, getting on base. Here to start this game, 1-0 pitch. There's a strike. Got the call that time from home plate umpire Chris Guccione. And it's a ball and a strike. Ryan Addington is the first base umpire. Will Little at second base. And Dan Marzell is in the rocking chair at third. Burns 1-1. And Peralta took another strike. Another cutter. He's working him away here. And it's 1-2 on Peralta. 281 average, 7 home runs, 45 driven in. He's in the midst of a 7-game hitting streak. Burns 1-2 pitch, missed down and away, and it's 2-2. This 7-game hitting streak, not one of those streaks where Peralta's been red hot in terms of multi-hit efforts, things of that nature. He's 8-for-23. Swinging the bat well, but just finding a way to get a hit each night. Swing and a miss, and he strikes out. Another cutter, this one at the very bottom of the zone, and that is a big first out for Corbin Burns, an ortho ASAP strikeout. Perfectly placed cutter down and away. And he takes care of Peralta, and here's Will Smith. Smith not originally in the lineup tonight. It was supposed to be a full day off for him with Austin Barnes doing the catching. But J.D. Martinez with groin tightness was a late scratch, and so Will Smith is the DH tonight for Dave Roberts. Betts at second, Freeman at first. Burns brings home the pitch, and he caught the inside corner with a cut fastball, and it's 0-1. Been a lot of cutters so far here from Corbin Burns here in the bottom of the first inning. Thrown a handful of changeups in there, but otherwise it's been almost exclusively cutter. 0-1, swing and a miss, another cutter. That one at 95, pretty much right down the middle, but he got it past Smith and it's 0-2. Smith hitting 277 on the year with 15 home runs. Takes down and in with a cut fastball. And he's driven in 61 on the year. Right-handed hitter. And a very dangerous hitter. He's having a phenomenal season offensively. As Burns looks into him. And now he'll wheel back towards second without a throw. And Mookie Betts back on the bag. Well, the Dodgers have won the first two games of this series, as you've heard us talk about. The Brewers would love to get out of here salvaging a game and ending this 10-game winning streak that the Dodgers are on. 1-2 pitch. Missed low with a cutter. And it's 2 balls and 2 strikes here on Smith. This Dodgers team, there's about an unlimited amount of ways that you can slice up what they've done since the All-Star break and make it sound impressive. They have been very, very good. Burns 2-2 pitch. Missed with his first curveball of the night down in the dirt. Good block by Caratini. Doing the catching tonight of Corbin Burns, as you would come to expect. Dodgers 22-8 since the All-Star break. And as you heard Josh tell you earlier, 14-1 in the month of August. They've already eclipsed their winning that they did in the month of July, and here it is, August 17th. Count is full now on Will Smith. Burns sets up on the first base side of the rubber. Always from the stretch, the 3-2 pitch. Swing and just getting a piece of it is Smith. Nope, he swung and missed. A very late call from Chris Guccione that it was a straight swing and a miss from Will Smith. Ball got away from Caratini, but with first base occupied, no worries about that. So it's a strikeout of Smith, another Ortho ASAP strikeout. And there's two away from Max Muncy. And wouldn't this be an uplifting turn of events if Burns is able to get out of this inning unscathed after the first two reached? First pitch to Muncy is a curveball bounced in the dirt, blocked up the third baseline by Caratini, but both runners will move up 90 feet on the wild pitch. That is not an insignificant development. So now Betts at third, Freeman at second, having a conversation right now with Adames, and it's a 1-0 count on Max Muncy. Muncy 2-for-8 in this series. Burns 1-0 offering is outside, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. Muncy hitting 195, 28 home runs and 76 driven in. He's been much better against righties than he has against lefties this season. Pitch. High fly ball into right field. This is fairly shallow in right. Racing in is Tyrone Taylor. He's there. He makes the catch. And Corbin Burns, after the first two reads, strikes out a pair and gets the pop-up in shallow right and gets out of the inning unscathed. We go to the second. No score on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
High-speed internet is essential today, so it's great news Wisconsin is receiving over $1 billion to connect every corner of our state with broadband. As state officials prepare to spend those public dollars, they need to help ensure the project owners receiving those funds use Wisconsin workers to build this public infrastructure. Let's keep those dollars in our state to grow our economy, not someplace else. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now encourages you to tell state leaders to make certain what we build for Wisconsin is built by Wisconsinites.
Enter Quick Trip's Around the Bases contest, presented by Ferrero. Just stop by your neighborhood Quick Trip. Purchase any size Butterfinger, Nestle Crunch, or Bueno product with Quick Rewards, and you're entered to win. If you're selected and the Brewers score in the first inning, you walk away with a $100 Quick Trip gift card. Compliments of Ferrero. Visit quicktrip.com/sweepstakes for more information. No purchase necessary. Quick Trip and Ferrero, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union, the local Wisconsin team that's always rooting for you. Sunday is the easiest day to enjoy Brewers baseball in 2023 with the all-new Sunday Funday Bundle. Get 4 tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 sodas, and a parking pass for only $59. Get yours at brewers.com/funday. UW Credit Union, here for every you. Join today.
American Family Insurance is here to protect your most valued possessions, your dreams. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Visit amfam.com to learn more.
Sal Frelick set to lead off the top of the second inning against Lance Lynn. First time he's faced him, and he lines it into left for a base hit.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
As long as there are veterans, the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks will never forget them. Throughout the year, Elks members in your community lend a hand, donate money, volunteer time to enrich the lives of this nation's veterans. It's not something these dedicated Americans feel they have to do. It's something they want to do. Join with America's veterans in saluting the efforts of your local Elks Lodge. Elks Care, Elks Share. To find a lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. In the past, you were involved with the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Today, your local Elks Lodge and community needs your help more than ever. Why? Because needs for helping the youth, veterans, and our communities are greater than available resources. Please consider becoming involved again. Contact your local Elks Lodge and see how little it costs to become reinstated. Visit our website at elks.org. Elks Care, Elks Share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows around 48 tonight under mainly clear skies, northwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Highs level off around 78 tomorrow, partly cloudy. Lows around 59 tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. Temps above average Saturday and Sunday with highs from the upper 80s to the low 90s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 64.
First round picks of your favorite slots and table games. Bring friends and watch your favorite team compete on big screens. Grab Game Day Eats in Team McSee's Sports Bar. or celebrate your team's victory in Horizon Steakhouse. To book your game time at the Island Resort and Casino, call 800-682-6040 today.
Hi, we're the Woodmans. I'm Clint.
I'm Phil, saving you big time money on water.
32 packs of Niagara Purified Water or Chippewa Spring Water. $3.69 each or two for $7.
Hi, Caramba, hot prices on water.
$3.69 or two for $7.
We buy in truckloads. No one beats our price.
Better products, better prices, better service because we're employee owned.
It's Woodmans.
What's in your future? High school graduation? A career change? Returning from military service? Join the ranks of Wisconsin's operating engineers. The 10,000 strong men and women who run heavy equipment, building roads, bridges, schools, and stadiums. Local 139 has programs for high school pre-apprenticeship, adult apprenticeship, and accelerated entry for veterans. With world-class training, great benefits, and family-supporting pay. Go to buildingwisconsintogether.com to learn more.
Mr. Baseball here. Injured in an accident? Call Hupie and Abraham. Win or it's free, guaranteed. Get every dollar you deserve. The winning team. Hupie and Abraham. Hupie.com.
Zero-zero ball game as we go to the bottom of the second inning here in Los Angeles. Jason Hayward lead things off for the Dodgers. Corbin Burns back out there on the mound after escaping a little jam in the first inning. Hayward lines one out to center, but Frelick moving in and to his left there to make the catch for the first out here in the bottom of the second inning. Well, players often call August and September the dog days, and for many, some are dog days and some are brat days. They're all Cedar Crest days, I know that. Cedar Crest ice cream and using your sausage and bacon, that's summer. In Wisconsin, James Outman is the left-handed batter for the Dodgers, and Burns misses outside with a cut fastball. It's 1-0. Outman in the midst of a little mini four-game hitting streak. 1-for-4 in this series thus far. Burns' 1-0 pitch is a bouncer to first. Big hop for Santana. He'll run to the bag himself. And a couple of very quick outs for Burns. Here in the bottom of the second inning, a 0-0 ball game. Both teams have had scoring opportunities so far, but nobody has been able to push anything across yet. Kike Hernandez, the batter, hitting 235 on the year with 7 home runs and 41 driven in. First pitch to Hernandez is a strike at the very bottom of the zone with that cutter. And it's 0-1. Now, Fleet Farm has what you need in one stop, from hardware to pet food. You'll find the top brands at great prices. Fleet Farm. Burns' 0-1 pitch missed low with a slider. And it's a ball and a strike on Hernandez, who began this season with the Boston Red Sox, was with Boston last season as well, back in L.A. 1-1 pitch. Bounced foul, actually. That one got a piece of the mask of Victor Caratini. And then ricocheted over by the Brewers dugout. Caratini saying he's okay. Hernandez checking on him. Caratini getting a little bit of time to inspect his mask and make sure it's good. He's showing it now to Hernandez. Hernandez looking on a little bit concerned. Chris Guccione making sure everything's good, and Victor Caratini says he is. As Guccione walked the new baseball out to Burns to help buy a little bit of time for the Brewers' backstop. One ball and two strikes here. The count on Kike Hernandez. Burns brings home the pitch, and he bounced a curveball in the dirt. And the count is even. Two balls and two strikes now. Hernandez, the shortstop tonight for Los Angeles. He's been a versatile player over the course of his career. A lot of second base, a lot of outfield as well. 2-2. High fly ball. This one into right. Very playable for Tyrone Taylor. Drifting in a few steps, makes the catch. And it's a 1-2-3 inning for Burns. Here in the bottom of the second, we go to the third. No score on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
Attention firearm owners, it's time to turn unused firearms, ammo, and accessories into cash. I'm Dave Dorsey, owner of DeBoss Firearms. As an FFL dealer, we can legally handle and transfer your firearms, providing you with a safe, hassle-free solution. Looking to sell other sporting goods? We can help there too. Visit our website at DeBossFirearms.com. Call us at 920-235-5440 or stop by our store located at 609 North Main Street in Oshkosh.
Hi, I'm Scott Peck, broker manager here at Addison Jones. So I was voted best real estate agent of Winnebago County in 2021 and 2022. Does that mean I'm the best? Who knows? What it does mean is that I have left a good enough impression on the community for them to vote me best real estate agent of Winnebago County 2 years running. So having the distinction of being voted best real estate agent in Winnebago County has opened up a lot of doors for me, which not only helps me, but it helps you as my client, whether it's lenders, inspectors, even just relationships with other agents. I was born and raised in Oshkosh, and I absolutely love this community within Winnebago County and the Fox Valley. And what I love most about it is giving back and volunteering. I work at Addison Jones for two reasons, belief and opportunity. The belief that I have in them and the belief that they have in me and all of the other agents. The opportunity here is unparalleled. The team at Addison Jones goes above and beyond to make sure that each agent has everything that they need to be the best that they can be.
Civic Media Radio Stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Scaling by ZBart.
As we head to the top of the third inning and stepping in with a play-by-play, here's Josh Maurer.
Thank you very much, Lane. It's Bryce Terang to lead off against Lance Lynn. First pitch from the right-hander is swung on and lined into right. Jason Hayward is there, though, moving forward, reaches out and makes the catch. That was a sinking liner that Terang pulled. Pretty much right at Hayward, although he did a bit misjudge how much it was going to sink on him. So he had to reach forward at the very last minute, but no problem for a former Gold Glove Award winner. So Terang is out on one pitch. Brewers have one base runner against Lance Lynn. That was Sal Frelick. Here comes Tyrone Taylor taking strike one on a fastball. There have been some hard-hit baseballs that have been caught, and that's been a story of this whole series. 0-1 on Tyrone, batting ninth tonight. And the pitch. Line smash in the left. That's got a spot on the grass in front of Peralta. Base hit, Tyrone Taylor. Another ball that was hit on the screws. And Brewer's probably in that dugout thinking, finally one of those that we squared up fell in. One hop single. Tyrone aboard for the top of the order and Christian Yelich. It's time now for the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel three-bagger in the third contest. Our contestant is Brian Witt from Maguanago. Brian is hoping for a triple, and Yelich is a triple candidate. If any member of the crew hits one this inning, Brian wins a Pottawatomie prize package. Visit WTMJ.com to enter and for official contest rules. Here comes Yelich. There was a brief delay. Something was up with the catcher, Barnes. Now we're ready, and Christian swings. Got a hanging slider, but he fouled it straight back. You happen to see what that was there that Austin Barnes and home plate umpire Chris Guccione were discussing? Nope. 0-1. Ground ball to second, right at Mookie Betts. He's going to flip to the shortstop, Hernandez, for one. The relay to first for two from Kike. Inning over, 4-6-3. Betts, Hernandez, Freeman. So the Brewers get a hit, but that immediately erased. As we go to the bottom of the third, it's still nothing-nothing on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
What is
CMCB Realty? Honest, reliable, and sometimes fun to work with. CMCB Realty, your one-stop shop for all your real estate needs. 920-642-0980. Call today for your free comparable market analysis. You may be surprised at what your home is worth. CMCB Realty, 920-642-0980. Truth be told, Chris gets it sold. 920-642-0980.
Brewers fans, step up to the plate for safety with Apex Safety and Compliance. In addition to their extensive OSHA training catalog, Apex Safety and Compliance offers first aid, CPR, and AED training services taught by instructors who have experience responding to real-world emergencies. Whether you're a small business or a large corporation, Apex Safety and Compliance can support your needs. Along with learning to save a life, you'll earn a 2-year certification through the American Red Cross. Be prepared to make a difference by logging on to apex-safety.com. Apex Safety and Compliance, where safety is always a home run.
Boat Tussle is building out the best fiber network in rural Wisconsin to deliver ultra-fast fiber internet where others can't or won't. Based in Wisconsin and backed by local support, Boat Tussle is bringing fiber internet services to your area at an honest price without any contracts or data caps. Call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924. Or visit btussle.com and get connected with Bug Tussle today for internet, cellular, and entertainment.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
The third in this scoreless series finale. Corbin Burnes back to the mound. He'll face 9-1-2 in the Dodgers' order. Austin Barnes, then Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman. Time for our safe driving tip of the night from Schneider's. Their professional truck drivers remind you to stay focused, follow traffic laws, and be a defensive driver. Three prudent tips from Schneider's. First at bat of the series for the veteran Austin Barnes, and he'll take one low. That was a cutter from Corbin. Ball one. Austin Barnes has essentially been the Dodgers' backup catcher for 9 seasons now, and he is not hitting at the moment. 1-0 pitch inside. Sinker missed. It wasn't close. It's 2-0. And here's what I mean by not hitting. He is 15 for 122. That is a 123 batting average. 2-0 pitch. Line drive, base hit. That's my fault, right? Into left field on a clean hop in front of Yelich and Austin Barnes. Only his 16th hit of the year. It's a leadoff single to set the table for the big bats.
Pretty good swing from Austin Barnes. You wouldn't have ever guessed that he only had 15 hits on the season. Look at that swing.
I will take the blame. The announcer, Hex. Reverse style. Here comes Mookie. Brewers have not been able to get him out all week. First pitch in the dirt. Scooped cleanly by Caratini, but ball one.
Yeah, we're all guilty of that. We really don't have that much power. I hate to tell people.
Now that I know is true. But I think a lot of listeners don't believe it. Betts singled cleanly back in the first. No score, bottom third, and the pitch. Popped him up. Foul side of first. Carlos Santana racing over, as is the catcher Caratini, but they're out of room. That went into the first row of seats, just next to the Brewers' dugout. 1-1 on Betts. Mookie is 6 for 9. In the series with a walk. So he's been to the plate 10 times and reached base safely 7 of those.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Corbin gets ahead of him 1-2. It is a picturesque night at Chavez Ravine for the series finale as the Dodgers go for a 3-game sweep. Barnes with a short lead. The 1-2 popped foul into the seats. First base side again. That went well into the crowd. when you get to this part of the Dodgers order these days, you just have to hold your breath with Betts and Freeman, two of the hottest hitters in Major League Baseball, hitting back-to-back. Corbin has his sign. The 1-2 again. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a slider. Mookie is set down. Corbin with a breaking ball. His third ortho ASAP punch out. One gone. That was a beautiful pitch. Ortho ASAP. Meet with a specialist today and start healing faster. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. One on, one out. Freddie Freeman, who walked in the first, will bat. And the pitch coming. Freeman swings big and fouls it straight back. Cutter that was in on the inner half. So Freeman, the lefty, couldn't get his arms extended. Freeman 2-for-9 in the series, now with that walk. They have pitched him better. 0-1 is in the dirt. That was a curveball from Corbin, blocked by Caratini, 1-1. What a week this is for the crew. They come in to Dodger Stadium after sweeping the White Sox, but they're playing the two hottest teams in baseball this week on the road. 1-1. Freeman takes outside corner. Backdoor cutter, and it's 1-2. Headed to Texas after the game tonight. The Rangers, who are off tonight, are 12-3 in August. And they're in first place in the AL West. They're in first to check on Barnes, who does not have much of a lead, and he is easily in there safely. So you knew that this was going to be a challenging week. And it started off with consecutive losses, but still a lot of baseball to be played before the crew come home on Sunday. No score here, the 1-2. Freeman swinging a miss. Cutter and a beauty down in under the hands. And Freddie Freeman is the second straight strikeout here for Corbin Burnes. Ortho ASAP, he's got four of those now. And I tell you what, when you get Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman back-to-back these days, that is quite a feat.
These days being the key part of that phrase there, Josh. I mean, they're good any day, but they're really in one now.
Barnes takes off for a second. Burnes was still on the hill. He turns around and is called for balking. He threw out Austin Barnes, but Corbin balked in his haste to get him. First base umpire Ryan Addison called it. And so instead of a caught stealing, which would have been 1-6, Austin Barnes will get second base. Well, Barnes just started running to second while Corbin was still engaged with the rubber. Burnes turned first and he pump faked a throw to the first baseman Santana. That's why the balk was called, because he pump faked to first before he threw to second.
And Craig Counsell is arguing that he stepped off before he did that. And that's what the umpires are getting together to talk about. But they're going to stick with the call. And looking at the replay, it was close, but I think they probably ultimately got it right.
Yeah, Craig came out and said, hey, if he stepped off first, doesn't matter that he did a little pump fake. But that was not the case. A balk. And now here comes David Peralta with two out and a man at second. Pitch coming to Peralta is a curveball that bounced in. And he checked his swing. Ball one. Peralta was a strikeout victim back in the first. A longtime Arizona Diamondback who has found his way to L.A. About to turn 36 years old next week. Pitch chopped very softly, foul. That bounds up the first baseline. It is 1-1 on Peralta. No score. Austin Barnes led off the inning with a single, but it's been back-to-back strikeouts ever since. Burnes set at the belt, the 1-1 coming. Swing and a miss. Boy, that cutter is moving. And it has been nasty against these lefties like Freeman and Peralta, just in under their hands. They can't touch it. 1-2. And when you see that result, you think, why would Corbin throw anything else? Such a great pitch. The 1-2. Chopped foul. Time he threw the cutter a little bit out over the plate. And David Peralta got a piece to stay alive. Burns had had seven consecutive terrific starts before Friday in the road trip opener at the White Sox. He gave up five runs in 5 2/3. He gutted his way through that outing without his best stuff. Looks sharper thus far tonight. 1-2 pitch is spoiled again, foul. Another cutter. And Peralta just squibbed it on the ground to the first base dugout fence. Great thing about having Corbin Burns on the mound, you know, whether or not you're getting his best stuff or not his best, it's still going to be plenty good. Barnes leads from second, 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball. Bounced in front of the plate. Caratini picks it up, throws to first, and the punch out is completed. Corbin strikes out the side after the leadoff hit. Ortho ASAP, all three. We're headed into the fourth inning, and Burns has the goods tonight. It's 0-0 on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Get 11% off everything now at Menards. When it comes to protecting your home, your roof is the first line of defense. Owens Corning Shingles are the number one brand trusted by contractors. Choose from over 50 styles and get ultimate protection with a limited lifetime warranty and up to 130 miles per hour wind warranty. Right now, all Owens Corning Shingles are 11% off. Good through August 20th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Searching for auto, light truck tires, or service? Visit the tire professionals at Pomp's Tire Service. Trusted and family-owned for over 80 years. With over 200 locations in 17 states, great pricing on hand-cooked tires and all major brands. Pomp's Tire, one of the largest commercial and retread dealers, providing truckers and fleets with the most dependable 24-hour road service. Pomp's Tire, proud partner of Hand-Cooked Tire, the official tire of Major League Baseball. Never halfway Hand-Cooked Tire. For the best deals on tires and all your service needs, visit PompsTire.com.
Chemical and Industrial Engineering is now offered at Concordia University, so you can have it all. An exceptional hands-on learning experience and a full campus life. Be an athlete, a musician, or a worship leader while earning your high-demand engineering degree. In just 4 years, you'll be out there building a better world. Get started today. Visit cuw.edu/engineering. Concordia University, developing students to be ready to step out into the world and make an uncommon impact since 1881.
Mr. Baseball here. Injured in an accident? Call Hupy and Abraham. Win or it's free, guaranteed. Over $1 billion collected for their clients. Hupy and Abraham. Hupy.com.
Top of the fourth inning in a scoreless game, and William Contreras, the Brewers DH tonight, leading off. He'll take outside ball one on a fastball from Lance Lynn. Each team with two hits. All four of those hits have been singles. Comes the 1-0. That's a strike that just clipped the low outside corner. Contreras flew to right field back in the first. Lance Lynn working in his fourth start as a Dodger. 1-1. Inside that time. Another fastball, it's 2-1. The scoreless third inning by Corbin Burns was brought to you by Carbliss, proud partner of your Milwaukee Brewers. 2-1. Ground ball up the middle at the shortstop. A play for Kike Hernandez on the move near the bag. He fields and throws at Contreras by plenty. One gone in the fourth, and that brings up Carlos Santana. Carbliss is a premium ready-to-drink cocktail. No carbs, no sugar, with a variety of flavors available at American Family Field for you to enjoy. Or grab Carbliss at your local grocer. Liss is more. Santana hit one to the fence in right field, and it got caught. Here he lines one foul left field side and is behind 0-1. The two hardest hit baseballs against Lynn thus far. Santana in the first and Monasterio in the second. Each made it onto the track and each got caught. It's a big swing. He had a high fastball to do damage with, but he fouled it straight back.
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swept. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Keep up on the day.